This is the BBC.
This is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Welcome. The Take Me Out game returns based on the TV show. I'm still not really understanding the rules. Also, do you remember your first fart in a relationship? And I don't know what's happened to me. It might be the cold weather, but I can't get enough of the luge. Bye, Chris.
All right, Scott.
All right. I've got Camila Cabello coming up and Ray Morris and Nico and Vince. Whatever happened to them? Am I wrong playing before 1:30? I know I'm a little bit late to it, but I'm getting quite into the Winter Olympics now.
Yeah, this always happens, I think. It sort of creeps up on people. They find that they're getting right involved with it.
Not bothered at first, but now I've been getting into a lot of luge.
Really?
And I like saying luge as well.
Yeah.
It's a good word. But what a mad sport. I know it's been on before, but I'm a bit late to this. Before I was like, oh, yeah, it's just someone going really fast on... I mean, what is it like? They just go round like...
The luge.
It's almost like in a tube, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like going to a water park, but faster.
Well, yeah, because think about it. Luges are also those ice sculptures, aren't they?
Yeah.
You sometimes put drinks down if you're like a massive pop star or something.
How would you describe the luge? It's basically
the luge is like your bum. Yeah, it's like you put your arms together and you're going down on like a tea tray.
Yes,
almost.
It is a tea tray.
And
it's
it goes so fast.
So fast.
Why are you obsessed with luge?
I don't know. I've just really got into it. I found myself watching it for ages.
I wonder what about that has appealed to you.
I don't know. Like, imagine. I was just thinking, imagine if there was like a celebrity version of it.
I'm sure this must have been an idea at some point.
I don't think I'd be that good at it. Presuming I was asked in the first place.
Yeah.
Obviously, Arj will get the call first.
Have they done luge on the jump? Just thinking.
Have they?
I think they may have done even maybe basic luge.
But it's so dangerous. It looks so dangerous.
Well, throw Arj down there on a tea tray.
It's several levels up from the jump, I would say. Also, lads, ladies, I want you to check out Chris Mazda. He's your new favourite luger. Thank me later.
Is that a phrase? Chris Mazda. You're a luger.
Chris Mazda. Something for everyone there. Well, not everyone, but a lot of people. And he won a medal.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so impressed by anyone that can do that. I can't stop watching it. It's so exciting.
You're so impressed by anyone that can do luge or get a medal?
Do luge and get a medal.
Okay. Well, can we send you down a luge?
No. But it's especially exciting when you get the view from the luger's helmet and you see how fast they're going.
Mm.
I know that, like, you've probably seen all this before, but this is new to me.
No, it's amazing. It's POV, isn't it? You get to see exactly what they're seeing.
Yeah, that. And I have to say, a lot of toe o' camel when they finished. Okay, Camila Cabello coming up. Oh, yeah, by the way.
Yes.
Bit of a new bingo for you, because I'm missing it. I don't know about you. That's the luge. Meanwhile, over in the women's half pipe,
the backside 540. This pipe is in perfect condition and the... ends with the stiffy.
So I'll be watching that later.
Why? Scott Mills.
This is Atletico by Ray Morris on BBC Radio 1. I like. Got a real highbrow feature for you based around farting at 1:40 today. Pop star Anne-Marie has just put, yes. I put it on Twitter and she's put, hashtag class.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie, you know that she would love this feature.
Oh,
perfect.
Right. Cos farting.
Yes.
Right, fine.
1:40 this afternoon. Several people are like, I wonder if Stefan Powell off the news says luge the same way he says lube.
At this year's London Marathon, when runners reach the water stations around the course, they'll also be able to grab pots of lube and bottles of baby oil.
Is he here today?
Pots of lube.
I would love him to say luge.
Yeah.
In that perfect Welsh accent of his.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. This person just texted. They don't give a name. I can see a man in a pair of shorts. I'm in Scotland and it's snowing. Yeah, but like, the thing is, the people of Scotland, they are hardy to all the weather, you know? So, like, it's not unusual in February, when there is snow a coming down, to be wearing shorts. I would.
And
I wear shorts any time of the year, whenever I can.
Yeah, I know. But I was thinking that after what we said yesterday about people eating snow as well.
Yeah.
Probably tucking in.
Do you think more people are eating snow since we mentioned it, even though I said it was not a good idea?
Well, a lot of people hadn't even thought about eating snow, even though it falls around you. Obviously, you've got to be a bit careful what you're eating with it, but you'd never even thought about the idea before.
Well, I'd never done it. I do remember as a kid, like I said, as it was falling, opening my mouth and going, and trying to catch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I've never, like, gone to, like, a window ledge or something and scooped it up and, get in my mouth. I've never done that.
Yeah.
But you have.
Yeah.
And that's not safe, because it could have been there ages and got all dirt and all sorts.
Well, exactly.
If it's freshly fallen, I would advise to eat it. Public service right there. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Scott Mills. Where it begins. Now am I wrong? Am I wrong for trying to reach the things that I can't see? Oh, yeah. But that's just how I feel. Oh, this is awkward. I said that Anne-Marie, the pop star off of Ciao Adios, had tweeted me saying she's looking forward to talking about fasting. It's just somebody else called Anne-Marie on Twitter.
Oh, no. So, I'm lucky.
Not the pop star one, so sorry. One. Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. One. Where? Begins. One. Newspeak's Stefan Paulus here. We were talking about the luge in the Winter Olympics after Stefan said this last year.
They'll also be able to grab pots of lube and bottles of baby oil.
So many of you on asking how would Stefan say it. We found him.
It's an exciting day in the women's luge.
Luge.
Thank you. Give the people what they want. You say you got a girl. How you want me? How you want me when you got a girl? Feeling is reckless of knowing it's selfish. Scott Mills. Radio 1. BBC. Radio 1. Where it begins. So much love for Stefan Powell's luge. That was SZA and Calvin Harris. I'm Scott Mills. Coming up, I've got music from Adele. And also, I'm going to play you the Vaccines new track. Chris?
Yeah?
You've been in a relationship for a while now, haven't you, with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
And why don't you tell people how you met? We've never discussed this.
I don't want to tell people how we met.
No, but tell them.
I was dressed as Lady Gaga for something Scott wanted me to do, which I thought would be in private. But anyway, we ended up meeting as that.
And where were you?
At your house.
That's right. But that's quite cute that you met at my house.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, well, I always tell people. And now I've told everyone. Okay, another question. This is probably more personal. Who farted first in your relationship?
Who farted first?
Yes. It's a big thing, I think.
Oh,
you'll always remember.
I'm trying to remember the exact moment it happened, but I would assume it was me.
Of course it was you.
That's not to say it couldn't have been. I would say probably me.
No, I know your girlfriend and I know it wouldn't have been her first.
No.
Is it all on now, though?
What do you mean?
Like, was she just...
Was
like,
all on.
Is it all on now? Like,
well, farting.
Would she just let one go, like, fine?
Yeah.
It's been ages, right?
Sometimes denies it.
And let's just go around the team, actually. Let's ask producer Mark... Who farted first, Mark, you or Emma?
Definitely not comfortable with this question, but I will get in a lot of trouble for this. Is Emma, because it happened in her sleep, because she's lactose intolerant?
I wasn't expecting that.
Blaming the lactose. Hmm.
Did she blame it on that?
She didn't know she was asleep.
Yeah, but hang on, did you have a discussion first thing in the morning?
Absolutely not. I can't handle this stuff. I hate it.
Mark hates this kind of thing.
No, but technically she obviously farted first. Yeah. Do you want to ask around more? It's quite fascinating finding out.
Sophie, are you got a boyfriend?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to sound like that was a surprise.
Yes, I do have a boyfriend, Scott.
How long?
6 years, pretty much, nearly. This week.
6 years?
I'm saying it was you.
You're so right. How did you know?
Can we assume that you did this quite early doors as well?
Massively early doors, yeah. Wanted to nip that in the bud ASAP.
Thought so.
Do you remember where you were? Everyone remembers where they were.
I don't think so. I think it was probably just in a bedroom.
What bedroom?
Not like that, in a weird way. Not in like a saucy way.
Sure.
It's very hard to fart in a saucy way.
Now, Nicola's been on who works on the show, has been on a few dates. Well, maybe more than a few now. Nicola, has it happened yet?
No, it hasn't happened yet.
You sound disappointed.
Are you going to break the ice?
Oh, I don't want to be the first one.
Are you going to cut the cheese?
The only reason... This is great. The only reason I ask is because I've seen this thing today, which was made as like a little short film for BBC Three.
Right.
And it's by a guy called Chris Stokes. He made it. And it's called First Fast in a Relationship.
Was that you?
You know it wasn't.
Oh, I knew this day had come, but I never for a second thought it would be you to go first.
Shut up, it wasn't me. I would never do anything that disrespectful.
That's it, you've taken us over a threshold. There's no going back.
I didn't.
It was so loud. I don't eat meat. There's no way I could make a smell that bad. I don't know why you're being so defensive about this. It's a good thing. If you feel comfortable enough in our relationship to feel like you can do that, that's a good thing.
I am tiny, ergo, my bumhole is also tiny. I could not have produced anything that bassy.
You're getting reverb from the sofa.
Reverb? I know it was you.
It really wasn't.
Well, then who was it?
And then a man appears from behind the sofa.
What are they watching, by the way?
It was him.
Oh, right, okay. So...
I like that she's like, I could never produce anything that bassy.
But you've really got me thinking about who was first of all, because there is that moment, isn't there?
Yeah, and I bet loads of people will remember when and where and who did it first. Do you want to let me know? One, Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. Where it begins.
Radio 1, it does seem that often the first fluffs are accidental, from what you're saying. Izzy from Bristol. Her boyfriend laughed a couple of months into the relationship and it was the first one of their relationship coming out there. Yeah, it does seem to be the case that first one is often an accident. Hanging around, hitting the ground, dead in the water.
Sucking it up, giving it up, the favourite daughter. This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
This is great. Topic today, I think. We all remember where we were when the first fart occurred in a relationship. It's a pivotal moment. This girl says, my poor boyfriend didn't stand a chance. I'm always at it. The barrier was gone within a week, but then it sways over to the other end of the spectrum. Some people still haven't guffed in the presence of their partner, and that's awful because you are still now both waiting. Still to see who's first. It's like a game.
There's some people who've waited years.
Right, there's people saying 4 or 5 years and it's never happened. Unbelievable. Mm. Like, surely if you do... Sometimes if you laugh or sometimes it just slips out. It's like, just me. Win.
Hello.
Right?
I'm not too bad, yeah, you okay?
Yeah, are you Swansea, are you?
I am in Swansea, yes.
Tell me, everything.
Well, it's quite a nice, you know, romantic night, really. You know, coming up to Valentine's Day, you know, I thought I'd share this with you. We'd had a nice night of Netflix and chill.
Sure.
I was leaving. I'm a little bit shorter than my girlfriend, so I went in to give her a nice hug and a kiss. And I kind of picked her up by the bum slightly, bit of a, like, cupped her and kind of a lift. And, well, she just picked up the revs and took off, and she was away. It was literally... the loudest thing I'd heard. Not even playing rugby, I haven't heard that much.
What do you mean picked up the revs?
Well, she almost took off. It was like I was trying to pick her up and she became like 4 stone lighter for a second.
It's the way you tell it, and, isn't it?
And I didn't, you know, I was still kind of in the hug motion, so I was just there kind of, you know, trying to enjoy my couple of moments, but then still kind of wanting to get away before the smell elevated.
See, I've got to ask you, Scott, when you said to me earlier, you're like, right, I've got this idea about something we should talk about today, and it's sort of this thing that I've seen online, and, you know, like, that moment in a relationship where you find things, it's... Yeah.
I just didn't expect picked the revs up.
It's one of those shows today.
It really is.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Yeah.
That is the Amazons. I always forget what a great track that is. Junk Food Forever on BBC Radio 1 and Steel Bangles. Oh, here we go again. So many artists. Steel Bangles, Young'un, Mostack, Mr. Easy, Notes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 people.
Yeah, that's not a record. 5's fine.
Just gets exhausting.
5's average, I would say.
I remember a time on Radio 1 where you just said one person's name.
And those were the good old days.
Yes. My tune of the week from Marshmallow and Anne-Marie is coming up. This is Scott Mills. Right, so you know it's all about the British Breakthrough Act nominees in the Live Lounge this week with Clara at 12. Today, it was Sampha who performed his single Blood On Me and a cover of past Brits winner Daft Punk's Get Lucky, which you'll hear in just a bit. Remember, as well, this is quite the power that you have in your hand because you do decide who wins on the night. So when you watch it on TV and they call the winner, you can be like, actually, that was partly me that decided that, which is pretty cool. You can vote for your favourite of the nominees, including Jay Huss, Sampha, Dua Lipa, Loyal Khanna, or Dave, by heading to the Radio 1 website now.
The Brit Awards 2018.
And here's Sampha in the Live Lounge. This happened at midday today. Clara's got another brand new Live Lounge for you tomorrow.
BBC
Radio 1.
One.
Where
it begins.
I love it when I get your emails. This one's coming from Australia. It's Sarah and Harriet, Sazza and Hazza. They're from Doncaster and Lincoln. But they just wanted to say hi, and they're listening from Australia. They're in Sydney. They work in an office, and they listen to our show. Hang on, what time is it in Sydney? I can't be working now. Surely it's podcast. Anyway, they say their favourite is Bumbalo Wednesday. They want Michael Jackson Man tomorrow. He's always on. And also, it's Harriet's last day before she comes back to the UK. We're both from the UK. Listening to you makes us feel right back at home. I love Aww. That. P.S. We would send you some cakes from Australia, but we know you won't eat them. That's right. Sadly, I won't eat anything that you send in.
I think I missed this.
It's just... What do you mean?
Well, I don't think I was here when you said this.
No,
what,
you
what
won't.
Have you been saying? Because I like getting cakes.
I just said that if anyone sends cakes in, I really, really appreciate it. I'm not being like some idiot, but I won't eat them.
Because you're scared?
Well, you just don't know, do you? And it's not like I'm scared of being poisoned. I'm not that self-important. You just don't know what's in them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't know what the kitchen was like where they were prepared in. That's what I said last week, that's all.
Wow, that sounds very snobby, that does.
Also, post them from Australia. Oh, they'll be nice when they arrive. Also...
There was someone who was listening in Australia who sent us a lovely hamper of Australian things, though, once.
Well,
and I seem
things?
To remember you tucking into that.
Well,
then if the seal isn't broken, one
exactly.
of those situations.
If it's a jar, I'm absolutely fine with
this
it.
This is ridiculous.
If it's in cling film, absolutely no way, Jose.
Oh.
Also, I'm quite interested in... we did this the other day, do you remember? And... pretty much all of the Western Isles of Scotland got in touch. I'd be interested in knowing where our furthest away listener is today. Not only in the UK, I'm looking at you, Channel Islands. Also around the world, if you're listening to us and you're really far. Send me an email. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or if you're in the UK, 8119. Tune of the week.
You say you love me, I say you crazy. We're nothing more than friends.
Scott Mills.
Ray.
Oh, I love this. What a good song. Marshmallow, Anne-Marie, two of my faves. Tune of the week, Best Friends. Okay, we've got Kev in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's quite far. Huel in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Ben in his office in New York. Kate in the Channel Islands. She's in Jersey. Yeah, that's quite far.
Mm.
Oh, hang on. Here's Joe in the Bahamas.
Whoa.
And, oh, who is this in Christchurch, New Zealand? I went there recently, and I can confirm it's really far. That's Pete.
Get my scooter outside the dairy. Nick Minnett.
Yeah. Hello, New Zealand.
This is
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Tom at Liverpool Uni.
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Are you okay, Tom? You don't sound... You sound a bit down.
No, I'm not. No. I'm pretty excited to be on.
Oh, okay. Tell your face. I'm just joking. Right, so you've just finished hospital for the day, right? So you you're studying medicine, so you're shadowing the doctors on the ward, are you?
Yeah. So I'm in my last year, so I've got... I start working in August. It's quite scary.
Okay. Do you have to wear scrubs? Yeah. Yes.
No, we don't. We don't, which is the best part.
Oh, no, I'd quite like to wear those.
Oh, I wouldn't, because I get to dress up.
But then do you have to...
Shirt,
so how does it work? If you're not wearing scrubs, do you have to, like, suit up or something?
Yes, yeah, so it's basically smart kit. So smart shirt, smart trousers, smart shoes.
Okay.
Like a night out, Scott. Smart casual.
Some
Ed
people,
Sherman,
some people can pull off scrubs, and I've got to tell you, I'm not a body confident person, but I can. There's pictures. Yeah. There's pictures to prove this on the internet. Me in scrubs, and I look all right in them. You know, I do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Also, I hear that you live above a chicken shop. That must be dangerous.
Oh, amazing.
It's good and bad. So basically, when we're having lots of parties, it's bad because. The noise just goes straight downstairs, and when people are ordering chicken, they're thinking, God, what's happening upstairs?
Yeah.
Actually, there's probably not many pros to it, because we've lived here for 3 years now, and they've never given us free chicken.
So. That's annoying. You think it would be mates rates, because you live just up the way. Also,
yeah,
do you get the fumes of that smell of fried chicken? Because that would do my head in. It would be too much for me.
It's not actually that bad. Like, so the living room isn't great, but as you keep going up the house, it's like a flat. It gets better.
Okay. But the great thing is you can just bowl down in your pants, can't you? Because you're literally above it.
Yeah, it's just terrible around revision time because it's such an easy option.
I used to, when I worked at a station in Manchester, we used to, the whole radio station was directly above a chip shop. Oh my God, it just smelled of chips 24/7. And like, I was doing like the really late show at that point. It was like, oh, I just want chips. Mm. All right, here's what I've got for you today. Paramore. Brick by Boring Brick. That's my banger.
All right, Tom, you can have that. You can have my banger choice today, which is this. Left field. This is Fergie, Glamorous. Remember this?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
Scott.
Flossy.
Weirdly good song. Look, Nicola on the show is loving this one.
GLAM.
The video was pretty tragic.
Oh.
The thing was a bit tragic, to be honest.
No, it's not. Don't pretend you're above it. Fergie.
I'm not saying I'm above it, it's just I think it's a bit... Meh.
I think you're a bit meh sometimes.
I think you are, so there. Sorry, Tom. Over to you.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Well, in my head, I think there's only one winner.
Yes.
And I don't think... I think it's a no contest.
Oh.
And I normally always go for Scott. Oh. Scott normally takes it for me. But today... Yeah, it's Chris for me.
Come on.
100%.
Right.
Let's all enjoy.
I'm calling that chicken shop. You'll never get any free chicken.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Pull out a dub. It's Fergie. If you ain't got no money, take your broke. If you ain't got no money, take your broke.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Sound of the Police.
Actually, kind of goes with the song, weirdly.
They were rubbish sirens.
Where's
my sirens? Oh, yeah.
Loads of people buzzing off that, including Dan the PT, best banger choice ever. Kieran and Corby here. Chris has produced the best banger I've witnessed so far.
Chris has nailed bangers today, says Maisie, bored in the library, but then there's a ton of Paramore fans who are not happy. And you don't want to mess with them.
Angry emos.
I just made that up. Oh, yeah, they're going to be emo at you. It's okay. That's okay. Fine. Okay, it's 1-1.
It's 1-1.
1-1.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Baby, I'm looking for something I can't have. Something I can't have. Baby, I'm looking for something I can't have.
Can someone check on Justin Timberlake just to check he's okay?
In what sense?
Got all country. He's teamed up with this bloke called Chris Stapleton, who's got an impressive cowboy hat. In fact, he's everything that I wanted to be when I was 9 and wanted to be a cowboy.
Men of the woods.
Thank you, ma'am. I doff my hat to you, ma'am. I'm just a trustworthy person.
I can sort of imagine you as a cowboy.
I will open the door for you. His previous songs include tracks like Tennessee Whiskey and Midnight Train to Memphis. Oh, hon. That was Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton. I can't even hear Justin on it. James was like, where's Justin? Where's he? Where is he? Where are you? All the Take Me Out contestants are on. Here's Katie from Series 3, another former contestant. The one who chose a chap based on his good quality knees. Good yep. times.
Hello to Charlene as well, who's been on.
Yeah, all former Take Me Out contestants. And it's time for the Take Me Out game. One. I actually love this. I've only played it once.
Yeah, I don't think you fully got it last time, but it led to some interesting results and it was good fun discussing them.
What do you mean? What is there not to get?
Well, I think you struggle to imagine that you're one of the girls on Take Me Out.
Well, I've never been a girl.
You started, I know, so you started answering the questions as if you, as a guy, was answering the question, which is kind of wrong. Do you want me to explain the game again?
Yeah, please.
All right, so
just
very quickly.
Just refresh, please, yeah.
On Take Me Out, when it gets down to the final two girls, the guy has to ask them a question to help decide which one he should pick to go to Fernando's.
Yeah.
And the question is always really awful, but kind of connected to something in his life. And then the girls have to give an answer, which is kind of slightly sexy, slightly innuendo-y.
Yeah.
But ultimately tries to persuade the bloke to take them to Fernando's.
Okay, let's see if I'm any better at it this time. So here's one of the questions.
Now, girls, you know, I'm a big chocolate lover. I can't go a day without it. What can you not go a day without?
Okay. So on Take Me Out, the girls then give their answers. The game we play here is come up with your own answers.
Yeah. This is perfect to play along with in the car or at home. Come up with your own one. So let me refresh.
Now, girls, you know, I'm a big chocolate lover. I can't go a day without it. What can you not go a day without?
Well, I can't go a day without...
You see, this is a hard one. I don't know how to answer.
Without whiskey, because like whiskey, I'm a hard liquor.
Yes, yes. Good. That was really good.
Yes.
Yes, you're getting the game.
Is that it?
It's kind of wrong, if that makes sense, but it sort of works. I see what you've done there. Whiskey.
Yeah.
Can we hear what the girls said?
I couldn't go a day without my heart, but that's because you've stolen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Standard. And another answer from one of the girls?
I couldn't go a day without my phone because I'm good at pushing the right buttons.
Whee!
Quite a good answer.
Mine was best.
Yours was best. Yeah. So that's the game, everyone. You've got to come up with your own answers. For the first one, we're not going to have long to come up with it. I'm saying like 10 seconds or something.
All right, then let's hear our first question on the Take Me Out game.
Girls, if you could have a superpower, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's a kind of classic, isn't it?
Okay, 10 seconds. I've got one like that they would probably say on the show.
Sorry, there wasn't a Batman villain called the Juggler, was there?
No.
No. Who am I thinking of? Joker.
The Joker, yeah.
No, I won't go with that then.
Okay, I think I've got one. The question again?
Girls, if you could have a superpower, what would it be and why?
If I had a superpower, why am I doing that voice?
Are you trying to be like one of the contestants?
If I had a superpower...
No, just say it how you would say it.
If I had a superpower, I would have the power to stop time so that me and you could be in this moment forever.
Oh, you've lifted that from a previous chat-up line, surely.
No.
But what superhero would you be? You didn't go for that.
Oh, no, it said superpower. Didn't have to. You don't have to be a hero.
Oh, I thought it said you need to be a superhero as well. I think I've got mine, but I've only got what I'd be as a superhero, so I'm going to have to make up the superpower. Give me the question.
Girls, if you could have a superpower, what would it be and why?
Well, okay, so I've done this wrong already, but I put, if I was a superhero...
You're not listening, are you?
I'd be Trout Girl. My superpower would be swimming underwater. But give me a tickle, and I might take a nibble on your rod and bait.
Excellent. That's really good, actually.
Good?
Yeah. Here were the girls' real answers.
Mine would be fat manipulation, so I never have to set foot in a gym again.
What?
Fat manipulation is a superpower.
Mine would be fat manipulation, so I never have to set foot in a gym again.
What's that?
I don't know, just jiggle the fat or something.
Right.
Fat manipulation?
Never heard of it.
Mine would be a time machine, so we could go back to this moment where we first met.
Oh, it's like mine!
It's like yours.
I'm officially good at this now.
Which one did he go with?
He picked Time Machine Girl.
Ah, he picked the Doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm going to play a track now. Here's your next question to the girls. I'll give you the length of this next song to work out a good answer and text me on 81199.
I'm allergic to cheese, but I love my cheesy music. What's your guilty pleasure?
Scott Mills.
I find that you have to be really careful when screening these before you read them out on the radio.
Yeah, totally.
You know what our listeners are like. So here's the question that was asked by the guy on Take Me Out.
I'm allergic to cheese, but I love my cheesy music. What's your guilty pleasure?
Now, some people aren't playing the game properly, like I wasn't last time. Someone just put onion sandwiches.
No,
and that's not right, is it? Because you've got to like, you've got to make up like a thing that's like a little bit, you know, ooh, a bit flirty. Yeah. Someone else getting pound coins from loose trolleys around Tesco. Well, you're just, what you're doing there is you're just saying
just
your guilty pleasure.
The question. onion sandwiches, though. Yeah. Who does that?
Okay, Lee from Bristol, a bit better. If we were both butter and got to Fernando's, we would certainly be on a roll.
Yes. Very good.
My guilty pleasure is the Spice Girls, because I could definitely spice up your life. See that? Yeah, see, you're getting it, that person. One. Okay, I'm ready. Are you?
I've got something. I can't say I'm massively happy with it.
Go on.
Okay, give me the question again.
I'm allergic to cheese, but I love my cheesy music. What's your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure is picking the black stuff out from between my toes. But pick me, and I'll pick your toes to follow me to Fernando's.
Oh, that's good.
Good, right?
Really good.
Thank you.
If only the answers on the show were as good as this. You know, they listen in the Take Me Out offices, and last time they tweeted about it, going, yeah, great answers, guys.
What have you got?
My guilty pleasure is the current series of The Biggest Loser Australia, season 10. My favourite is Lydia.
That's your best answer.
Well, that is my guilty pleasure.
Yeah, but where's the sort of... But what you need to say is, you know, but take me to Fernando's and I'll...
And we'll get really fat. No.
Well, it needs something like that to finish it off.
Well, I can't. I've just said my guilty pleasure. Am I doing it wrong again?
Well, or it needs to be like... My
it's
guilty
so good,
pleasure
Chris,
is
you would love
season
it.
10 of The Biggest Loser Australia.
Yeah.
But pick me so that I don't have to be the biggest loser here.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that. I mean, that's not ideal.
I didn't finish it off, did I?
No.
Thing is, right, it's really good because it's you know when they do the families?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so good.
Okay, we digress.
Okay.
Shall we listen to what the girls said?
Okay, here they are.
I love a bit of Steps and it would be a tragedy if you didn't pick me on the day.
Oh! Yes. Great answer. That was a really good one.
And?
I love to dip bananas in peanut butter, but they have to be the hard bananas, not the soft ones, because the soft ones are too sweet. They taste really bad.
She's answered that like you. She just kind of got lost in her own answer.
Yeah, but that was the girl he picked.
No, it
yes,
wasn't.
Yes, it was.
That was a dreadful answer.
The first one had a better answer. Do you want one more?
Let's do one more.
Okay, here's the question that was asked of the girls on Take Me Out.
If I had to eat one food for the rest of my life, I would definitely choose caramel cheesecake.
Good lad.
What would you choose?
10 seconds.
Oh, right.
Pizza. Pizza, my heart.
Beef.
10 seconds up. Let me hear it again.
If I had to eat one food for the rest of my life, I would definitely choose caramel cheesecake.
Good lad.
What would you choose?
Okay, I know. Well, girls. No.
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 No, it's the other way around again. You keep getting that wrong.
Well, boys.
Boy.
Well, boy, I would choose a delicious milkshake because I like my men like I like my milkshakes. Tempting, strong, and really thick.
Okay. Nice. What you've done there is you've got the sort of food slash drink and then worked backwards from there, haven't you? Which is kind of what I did with...
Is that right?
Yeah, that was good.
Have I done it right?
No, that was all right. So I sort of went down the lasagna route, cos layers, but couldn't get further than that. I think I've got a different one, though.
Okay.
Give me the question.
If I had to eat one food for the rest of my life, I would definitely choose caramel cheesecake.
Good lad.
What would you choose?
I would choose a salad, but I'm on a health kick at the moment, so just like me and Fernando's, it wouldn't need any dressing. Get it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What, so like you'd be naked?
Because nude.
Yeah. Yeah, nude, yeah. Okay, let's hear what they actually said. I bet they're not as good as ours.
Well, my favourite food and favourite meal is Christmas dinner, and there's always a special occasion with me.
Ugh. That was awful. Mm. It's almost like, because we couldn't hear any of the applause there that normally happens, that the crowd were disgusted as well.
Yeah, well, there was nothing.
What is that?
Like, they literally were, like, silent.
Well, my favourite food and favourite meal is Christmas dinner, and there's always a special occasion with me.
Doesn't even make sense, babe.
Oh,
and this one?
My favourite food is, like, going for brunch, which is, like, breakfast and lunch together, which is how I see me and you.
Once again, doesn't make any sense.
No. I kind of see what she's tried to do there, though. Must have gone with girl number two. First answer was one of the worst I've ever heard.
He picks the first girl.
Oh, what is wrong with people? He must have been a right milkshake.
Also, can I ask, why does everyone in the audience find it so funny that he's allergic to cheese?
I'm allergic to cheese, but I love my cheesy music. What's your guilty pleasure?
I'm allergic to cheese.
Scott Mills.
Yes, pop star Becky Hill has chipped in to the Take Me Out game. You know, Becky Hill off of... She says, if I only had one food for the rest of my life, it would be chilies because they'd never be as hot as you. Then she puts, I was single for a long time. Genuinely baffled as to why that audience find the cheese thing, the cheese allergy, so funny.
I'm allergic to cheese, but I love my cheesy music. What's your guilty pleasure?
It's like going, well, I've got a peanut allergy. Just one taste and I might potentially die. That's not funny. It's Kojo Funds and Ray. New music, it's Check. Hey? It's Craig David.
I've heard this before.
Help me. Never said you're gonna do that. Yeah.
Scott Mills.
You know I want you.
You know it was me.
This is Kojo Funds and Ray. Weak check. I mentioned Chess too many times.
Sitting on the chest.
Someone says, a total rip-off of 7 Days by Craig David. I'm sure Craig knows about it. No need to lawyer up there.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Listen to us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, if you can listen live. But if you like what you just heard on this podcast, get subscribing. Thank you.